Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're asking three questions, a series of broadcasts asking three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? We're taking a look at different passages in the Scripture, not trying to do prophecy consideration about end time events and such as that, but passages that refer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the end of the world, the judgments and such as that. And that's what we're looking at in our broadcast today. And we invite you to turn your Bibles to John chapter 5. John chapter 5, in the Gospel of John. Here in chapter 5, the Lord Jesus has been to Bethesda, the pool there at Jerusalem. He's healed a man that's been infirm for 38 years. He asked the man, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The man says, "I can't get to the water when it's troubled." And he says, the Lord heals him. He says, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." As it turns out, it's on the Sabbath day, on the last day of the week, the day of worship, rest, and holy convocation. And of course, the Jews, the religious leadership, they quarrel with the man. "Why are you carrying your bed?" And he said, "Well, the one that healed me told me to go take my bed and go home." And so it's not lawful for you to do that. And he didn't know it was Jesus. The Lord finds the man in the temple and reveals himself unto him. And so then the man goes and tells the leadership that it was Jesus that made him whole. And so then in verse number 16 of this chapter, it says the Jews sought to persecute Jesus and to kill him. And so, Lord, that having been done, you know, they're quarreling with him about him healing on the Sabbath day. And the Lord Jesus says in verse number 17, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." So this is the work of the Father, and I'm doing that same thing. I'm doing what the Father wants me to do. And here's their reaction, verse 18, "Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath," that's what they believed he did in healing the man, "but also said that God was his Father. And in doing so, because he would be the heir, he would be the son, making himself equal with God." Okay, because lineage is very important and very indicative to the Jews. It tells them something if you claim a lineage or a descendancy. And so he says, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I do the same thing." And so claiming God the Father as his Father, that really tore him up. And so here's where we get to what we want to consider in this broadcast. In verse number 19 of John 5, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you." And when you see those words, "verily, verily," they mean truly, truly. What I like to say, how I consider it, and it's very, very important information. You can't do without it. You need to listen to what's being said here because it is important, okay? "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." So Jesus says plainly there, "I'm no freelancer. I'm doing what God the Father, what my Father has sent me to do. I'm obeying him." You know, we got a lot of religious, a lot of religion today and many quote unquote religious leaders today, and all of them seemingly doing their own thing. And many that can be easily found where they kind of, the things that they do and pursue are contradictory to the Scriptures. I think this testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should grab a hold of this, that Jesus, the Son of God, one of the Godhead, when he came down and became man, he did not do what he wanted to do, but he obeyed the will of the Father. If Jesus wasn't a freelancer, none of us should be. And if Jesus listens to the Father, certainly we should listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, indeed. And he says in verse 20, "For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth." He says, so this is the working of the Father. "And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel." And I think that's referring not to the miracles exactly, although the miracles of the Lord would be great. It certainly could indicate what the Lord will do in raising Lazarus from the dead, and the man at Nain that they're carrying him out to bury. He raises him from the dead. The damsel up in Capernaum, Jairus' daughter, that he'll raise from the dead. And indeed, they marveled. And that word marvel, we don't use that often, but it means you're sitting there or standing there. You can't believe what you've seen, and your jaw's kind of slacked open, you're seeing it, but you can't believe that you're seeing it. He said, "The Father loves me, and he's showing me what he's doing, and he's given me to do what I should do, and there's going to be greater things than me healing this impotent man at the pool of Bethesda, and you're going to say, wow, you're going to marvel. You're going to marvel that it's done. You're going to marvel that it's done by whom it's done, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because see, the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't estimate him to be of any reputation. He's from Galilee. Nazareth of Galilee. That's no great place. Even their testimony is to Nicodemus. There's no prophet that comes out of Galilee. This fella can't even be a prophet, much less Messiah. And it says in verse 21, "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them," that word quickeneth doesn't mean to make them fast, it means to make them alive. "As the Father raises up the dead and makes them alive, quickeneth them, even so the Son of Man quickeneth whom he will." And that's a very important thing to get a hold of. That's the reason the Lord Jesus Christ said before, at the beginning of this, "Verily, verily." See, Jesus is the giver of life. Jesus is not manipulated. Jesus is never leveraged by mankind to do something. Jesus is to be obeyed. And as the Father has the power of life, so the Lord Jesus Christ has the power of life. And look at this. It says here, "As the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them," so he has the power of life, the Father does. But listen to what Jesus says about himself. "Even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." We need the Lord Jesus to want to make us alive. It's a testimony about the total and complete trust and rest in him to do something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. You need Jesus, sinner. You need Jesus. And as it says in Romans chapter 10, you need to call out unto him for mercy. You need to call unto him. And then he goes on to say this. Not only does the Lord Jesus Christ have life, and he can make alive whomever he wants to, but in verse number 22, he says this, "For the Father judgeth no man, but committed all judgment unto the Son." So the Lord Jesus is also the judge. I mean, my understanding of this is because the Lord Jesus is the Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son of the Godhead, and he's one God, but yet represents himself to us in three persons. His work is so great. Because the Son became a man, and he's representative of man before God, and God's representative before God, and man's representative before God. Everything's wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father has committed every bit of judgment to the Lord Jesus Christ. So understand this, sinner. If you reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you reject and refuse him, his gospel, his salvation. Understand at your judgment, you're going to stand before the Savior, but he's going to be your judge and not your Savior. Know that. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And so the Savior is the judge. And are you ready for your judgment? Well, if you don't have Christ as Savior, you're not ready for your judgment. Hell and the lake of fire is your destination. That's what God says about it. It's not what I've determined. It's what God says about it. And it says here in verse 23, He's done so. The Father hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men, or all, should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. So see, God Almighty is a package deal. You just don't take Jesus and then to the exclusion of the Father. You don't take the Father to the exclusion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, that's kind of what the Jews were doing, is they sought and claimed God, their heavenly Father, their great God and King, yet they wanted to exclude his Son. And you just don't do that, because the Father has sent the Son. So the Son has life, the ability to make alive whomsoever he will. And then he is the judge. And he's been made judge by the Father, so he will be honored. The Lord Jesus will be honored, just like men honor the Father, like the Jews honored the Father. They honored God Almighty because he had worked so greatly. He'd called Abraham, given the law, brought them out of Egypt, given them a land, the land of Canaan, and so on. And so the Son is to be honored in the same way as the Father is. And so know that he's the judge and know that he has the power of life. And then we see this here. We'll read it and then we'll maybe have to expound it. We'll have to expound upon it more next time. Verse 24. Verily, verily. So here's a very, very important thing. You can't do without it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Present tense. And shall not come into condemnation, no coming damnation, but is passed from death unto life. You hear the word of the Lord Jesus. And what is his word? Repent and believe the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. And you believe on him that sent me, that he was sent by God. He is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. You understand where he's come from. You have everlasting life. That's what it says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And being a possessor of everlasting life, salvation by the Lord, you won't come in condemnation. There won't be any coming damnation, no coming judgment regarding your soul. But you've passed from death unto life. That's the truth. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I see our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.